Erev Shabbos, Parshas Devarim, Tov Shin Samach Vav. Gemara Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yitzchak, B'sha Shachar Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avram, Shayayimid B'Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram Avinu standing in the Beis Hamikdash. Omar Loi, Hashem says to Mali Yedidi Bebesi, what is my good friend doing in my house? What is my Yedid, my beloved, what are you doing in my house? Omar Loi, Hashem said to Avram Avinu says, Al Iskai Bonai Basi, I came to Davin for my children. This was my children's place, this was my children's house also, and they don't have it anymore, it's ruined, it's Chorav, it's destroyed, so I came to Davin for them. Amalei Hashem says, "Vanecha chatu v'golu." Here, you want to know why it's destroyed? Because they sinned, and therefore they were exiled. Amalei Avram says, "Shem b'shege chatu." Maybe it was only unintentional. Amalei asay samazimasa. It was bemazed. They did it intentionally. It was rebellious. Amalei Avram says, "Shem miutan chatu." Maybe it was only a small portion, a small percentage of Klal Yisrael. Amalei Hashem says, "Harabim harabim." There were most of them did it. Says Avram Hayelach Alizka Brismila, they have the schus of Brismila, and Avram Avinu could say that because he was the first one to do Brismila. They have that schus. Amalei Hashem says, and all these are all quoting different psukim in Yirmiyah Perek Yud Aleph, that B'sar Kodesh Yavru Me'alecha. Even the Brismila that they had, they inverted the job and they took that away also. They were so rebellious. Amalei Shema Imhim Tanta Lahem Ayachayzim B'tshuva. Avram Avinu says, maybe if you would have waited a little longer, give them a chance to do tshuva before you actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Shem, again, through the Navi says, that would not have helped. They would do it, even during the times of when they had bad things happening to them, they were still rejoicing in their evil ways. Finally, the Gemara says, Hiniach Yodi al Roish Hashem, Avram Vinu puts his hands on his head, he was crying, Va'amar, he says, Shema chas v'sholem ein lem takona. Maybe there's no way they could be fixed up. Maybe there's no way that this could ever be repaired and the Beis Hamikdash restored. Yotzes Abasko, Varmula Abasko goes out and says, Zeis Ra'anon Yofe Pri Toyar Kora Hashem Shimcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Klal Yisrael and compares them to a Zayis. Ma Zayis Zu, just like this olive. Acharisa B'Soifai, its end, its final product is in its end. Af Yisrael Acharisa B'Soifai, and so too Yisrael, also their end, is going to their achrisai, their final product will be in the end. What does that mean? Few problems with this Gemara. First of all, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking Avram Mali Yedidi Bebesi? What is my Yedid doing in my house? As if like you're a stranger. You're my Yedid, my close friend. What are you doing in my house? Who else do you want in your house if not a close friend? What is Avram Avinu saying that maybe there's no takon until the Gemara describes very descriptively how he cried? Not that he just cried to Hashem, but it says he put his hands on his head and he was crying. And then what does it mean that Hashem says, no, there is a takana that compared to a zayis, that compared to an olive? This is on Menachos Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Now we go to Menachos Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And here the Gemara quotes a statement from an Amira called Reb Ezra. And Reb Ezra, who was a Reb Ezra ben Briyad, Rabbi Avtulos, Duhu Asiri, Reb Ezra Nazari, Duhu Asiri La Ezra, who was the 10th generation to Ezra HaSofer. To Ezra who came up from Bavel. And he said the following statement. Yava Yedid ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid li Yedid, B'chelke shel Yedid, V'yiskabru ba Yedid.
Indeed.
How many?
Seven.
Six. Yava Yedid ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid, Li Yedid, B'chelko Yisha Yedid, V'yiskabru Ba Yedid. What does that mean? Is this supposed to be one of those Gemaras you just gloss over and you just go right there and we don't know what it means? Right? What does it mean? So the Gemara explains a little bit. Yava Yedid, let the Yedid come, let the beloved one come, Zeh Shloima HaMelech. This is referring to Shlomo the Ksiva, as it says a pasuk in Shmuel, Vayishlach bi'adnosan anavi, v'yikra Shmuel, Yedidya, Bavur Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech's name was also Yedidya. Yedid Yaz Yedidka, he's the Yedid of Hashem. So this Yedid, who is the Ben Yedid, the Ben of who? Who else is the Yedid? Ze Avram. Tichsiv, the pasuk we just quoted, Mali Yedidi Bebesi. What is my Yedid doing in my house? Avram Avinu is also called a Yedid. The Yivne Yedid, and he should build a Yedid. What's that? The Beis Hamikdash. Solomon Melech built the Beis Hamikdash. The Yivne Yedid ze Beis Hamikdash. Tichsiv my Yedidus Mishkan Eisecha. Your dwelling place means the place where Hashem dwells, which we go into the house of Hashem, which is sort of the house of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, is called Yedidus. Li Yedid, build it for the Yedid ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tichsiv Hashir Na Li Yedidi. I sing praises to my beloved one. Bechelko Yishel Yedid. Where is it built, the Beis Hamikdash? And who's Chelek?
Binyamin.
As it says, Levinyamin Amar Yedid Hashem. So Binyamin is called the Yedid. And the Iskap Rabbi Yedidim is Elu Yisrael. Who will have a kapara through the Beis Hamikdash? Elu Yisrael, Dachsiv Nosatius Yedidus Nafshi Bekafo Yvel. I have given my Yedidus Nafshi, I have given my beloved ones in the hands of the enemy. So you see, Klal Yisrael is also called Yedid. So the Gemara here is telling us that a Yedid comes and builds a Yedid, the Beis Hamikdash is a Yedid, Binyamin is a Yedid, Avram is a Yedid, all of Klal Yisrael is a Yedid. What does Yedid mean? And we understand what Yedid means, then maybe we can understand the earlier Gemara, which is later here on in Menachis, of Avram Avinu, and the conversation between Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first you have to understand what a Yedid means. How would you describe a Yedid? Maze Yedid?
Not a neighbor, a friend.
A friend. But there's other ways to say friend. Chaver is friend. Maod?
Rea.
Rea is friend. Yedid is a closer friend. True? So in the vernacular, Yedid is a closer friend. So why is that? So the Vilna Gaon in the place, it's written in the name of the Vilna Gaon by one of his Talmidim, that he explains what Yedid is. The Vilna Gaon explains what Yedid is. But before we say what the Vilna Gaon says, in order to appreciate what the Vilna Gaon said, the description of Yedid is, we have to see another Gemara. The Gemara is in Kesubis, Daf Hei Omer Aleph. Dorish Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora said the following drasha: G'day l'maisei tzadikim yoysim imayi shemayim v'oretz. Greater are the acts of tzadikim more than the acts of shemayim v'oretz. Means the creations, the products and the things that were built by tzadikim are greater than those of shemayim v'oretz. Why? The Ilush Mesamaisa Shemayim Varetz Ksiv, it says, Af Yodi Yosta Oretz. My hand had laid the foundation. Hashem says, my hand laid the foundation of Oretz, of earth. V'yamini Tavcha Shemayim. And my right hand has established Shemayim. V'ilu B'masei Yedeyim. Shal Tzadikim Ksiv Machin L'shivtecha Po'alta Hashem. Pasuk in the Yeshira of Parshas B'Shalach, which we said this morning in Az Yashir. Mikdash Hashem Chaynu Yodecha. Hashem Koinonu Yodecha. Koinonu Yodecha is how many hands? Is two. But Shemayim and Oretz were only created with one hand. Av Yodi Yosta Oretz. So my one hand, which Tosfos says is the left hand, Stam Yad is the left hand. Hashem says my left hand created Oretz. And my right hand was the more chashuv hand that created Shemayim. So when Kaviyoch, when Hashem created Shemayim and Oretz, he only used one hand. He used his right hand for Shemayim and his left hand for Oretz. But Maisei Tzadikim, which is the Beis Hamikdash, when that was built, the Pasuk says, Hashem Koinonu Yodecha. Koinonu Yodecha, and the Beis Hamikdash was built by Tzadikim, Shleiman Malach, we know. And therefore it's considered sort of like two hands. He was created with two hands. Now, Koinonu was also established. And we know that Yaakov Avinu had a dream. Parshas Vayetze says Yaakov Avinu lay down and he had a dream. Vayachalim, he had a dream. What did he see in his dream? He saw a sulam. He saw a sulam motzavartza v'reisha megia shemayim. He saw a sulam with its feet on the ground, leading up to the heavens. And Rashi says Rashi quotes a medrash, and Rashi says, "Amar Rav Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, the sulam raglav was beve'er sheva, where Yaakov Avinu saw it, the feet of the sulam were in be'er sheva, v'roishay bebeisel, and the top of it was in beisel, and the emtza shipua means the middle of the ladder was neged Yerushalayim, neged the Beis Hamikdash." So there's three points of the ladder which Rashi is telling us. There's the beginning, the middle, and the end. So the Ramban says, I don't understand. And the beginning of the ladder, that has some importance to it. That's the start of the journey to go up to Shemayim. The end of the ladder, that's the goal. That's where you want to get to. You want to get to Shemayim. But what significance does the middle of the ladder have? Why do you understand, Rashi, from this Chazal, that here's the middle of the ladder? The middle is Keneged Beis Hamikdash, Keneged Yerushalayim. Why do you have to tell me that? So the Maral in Gur Aryeh over there, and he actually in other places he gives this idea as well. In order to understand what Rashi is telling us, what this Medrash is telling us, Maral says as follows. The bottom of the ladder is what? Is where? In earth. Sulamutz of Arza. It's in Eretz. It's in earth. V'roisha Magia to Shemayim. So the top is in Shemayim. He says the ends of the ladder, that represents Eretz and Shemayim. Each one represents an extreme. Eretz, which is, we'll call it Kulei Gashmias, and Shemayim, which is Kulei Ruchnias. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim, he used one hand to create Shemayim. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Eretz, he used another hand to create Eretz. The place that connects Shemayim and Eretz is what?
The middle.
Is the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the middle represents. You can't have a top and you can't have the bottom and a top of a ladder if you don't have the middle, because you can't reach from the bottom to the top. You can't connect the bottom and the top if you don't have a middle. So the Beis Hamikdash is what connects Shemayim and Eretz. That's what the Maral explains. That's why there's significance to the middle also. Because you have Shemayim, you have Oretz, it's great. You have all Ruchnias, you have all Gashmias, but how do you connect them together? You connect them together through the Beis Hamikdash. And that's what it means that the Shipua, the Emtza, is connect the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Maral, I have a raya for this. What's my raya? Because there's a Gemara in Ksubas, Doresh Bar Kapora, Gedoyla Maisei Tzadikim Yaisim Imai Shemayim Va'oretz. The Maisei Tzadikim are greater. Why? Because Shemayim and Oretz were only created with one hand. Yad Yamin representing all the Ruchnias. Yad Smel representing all Gashmias. Shemayim and Oretz. But then you have Maisei Tzadikim, which put the two together. In other words, it's the Chibur, it's the Mechaber, what connects the Shemayim and Oretz, which connects the Ruchnias and the Gashmias, is the Beis Hamikdash. How do you understand that? The way we understand that is that you go into the Beis Hamikdash and you can take something which is so gashmius, which is so much eretz, for example, an animal. Okay, we don't view an animal as a spiritual being, right? We view it as something gashmi. You could take an animal and you could turn that animal into the most spiritual item, that spiritual being. How so? It turns into a carbon. You could create from the gashmius ruchnius. How do you do that? In the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, a person had the capability of changing mundane items, changing gashmius into ruchnius. That's the Beis Hamikdash. You could take an animal, which is so artsyous, and turn it into a carbon, which becomes so spiritual. The Ruchaim Volozhin tells us in Ruach Chaim and Avos, that when a person ate a carbon, he had no waste products. We mentioned the other week about mun, that mun was nivla beivarm. When they ate the mun, it was such a spiritual food that it was absorbed into their body. And there was no waste product. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, the same was true with carbonus. When the person ate a carbon, it was so spiritual, it was absorbed into his body, there were no waste products. So you took something something so gashmius as an animal, you could turn it into something so spiritual. This is the Beis Hamikdash, which is again the connector between Shemayim and Oretz. As an example for this, I think we can give this two psukim, which tell us of our obligation to go up to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. Shalosh Regalim, where you have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we have to go to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year? So this everyone explains, that we have to go to get this chizuk of what the Beis HaMikdash represents and what we're able to see in the Beis HaMikdash to come to see, to come to be seen, and take that back for the rest of the year. There's 2 psukim, one in Parshas Mishpatim, one in Parshas Kisisa, which tell us to go up to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. Shalosh pa'amim bashana yeroeh kol zechurcha el pnei ha'odoin Hashem. That's the first pasuk. It's in Mishpatim Perchav Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. Shalosh pa'am bashana yeroeh kol zechurcha el pnei ha'odoin Hashem, to go see the Odoin Hashem. The next pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Lamedalet Chav Gimel, says Shalosh pa'amim bashana yeroeh kol zechurcha es pnei ha'odoin Hashem elekei Yisrael. There, there's an addition of Elokei Yisrael. Besides Adon Hashem, he's the master, Hashem is the master, we add in Elokei Yisrael. Explains this Sforno over there in Parshas Kisisa, that the first Parsha in Parshas Mishpatim is trying to describe that Hashem is Adon Hashem over all Gashmias. Elokei Yisrael, that addition is saying that Hashem is Adon Hashem over all Ruchnias also. That's Elokei Yisrael, also over all Ruchnias. And that's exactly what we're saying the Beis HaMikdash is. Beis HaMikdash is both. Beis HaMikdash has both aspects of Gashmias and Ruchnias, but it's also the synthesis. It's what connects the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. It's what but allows a person to create from all his Gashmias Ruchnias also. So to say, it allows a person to make all of his Gashmias, all of his acts of Gashmias, whether it be eating, sleeping, or everything else, it allows him to do it in a way that's really Ruchnias. The Vilna Gaon says that what is Yedid?
Close friend.
It's got the word hand in it.
It has the word hand twice. Yad, yad. Yedid, says Vilna Gaon, is yad, yad. In other words, what a Yedid is saying, more than a Chaver, more than a Reya, what a Yedid is saying is that he has both hands when he does something. He has the right hand, which is Ruchnias, and he has the left hand, which is Gashmias, and he's able to be somebody who could work together, the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. It doesn't have to be when he does things which are Gashmias, total Gashmias. When he does things are Ruchnias, no, then he's involved in Ruchnias. So if a person learns Torah, so now I'm involved in Torah, now I'm a Ruchnias person. When I do other things which are Gashmias, I eat, I sleep, I do other things which are Gashmias, leave me alone with the spiritual components over here. Now I'm a Mugushim person. Now I'm someone living in Eretz, in this land. No. What Hashem wants from a person is that he can take the Eretz, he can take everything that is done, that we have to do in this world, in a Gashmias way, and we could actually add to it components of Ruchnias. We were able to do that when you had the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Nikra Yedid. The Beis HaMikdash is called Yedid because it had Yad Yad. It was created by the Tzaddikim. The Ma'aseh said it was created with Yad Yad. It was created with this connection of being able to connect Ruchnias and Gashmias. When a person went to the Beis HaMikdash, for him, it was considered, as you will see, the Gemara calls it, sitting by the table of his father, sitting by the table of Hashem. When you're sitting by the table of Hashem, when you're sitting by the table of a great person, aside from being nervous and awestruck, but you're able to elevate all of your thoughts, and even eating, even the eating of a carbon, could be done in a spiritual way. When we lost the Beis HaMikdash, when that was destroyed, we lost that ability. There were people like Shlomo HaMelech, like Binyamin, like Avram, who always were Yedid. And when we had the Beis HaMikdash, we could also be called Yedidim. Now, once we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that relationship with Hashem anymore. So Hashem comes to when Avram Avinu comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says, "Mali Yedidi Bebeisi." Now there's no more Yedidus. Why are you coming as a Yedid into my house? There is no more Yedidus. We don't have this connection anymore. We don't have this relationship anymore. The one aspect of Golus, which maybe we don't even realize all the time, is this idea. The idea that we're not able to connect all of our maisim of gashmias, all of our things which we do on a regular basis, we do them so many times a day, so many times during our life, we do so many things of Gashmius, and we're not able to add fully to what it should be and what it could be, add this Ruchnius component to it. And one reason is because of the Golus, because when we lost the Beis Hamikdash, we lost that aspect. But another reason is, as we go further and further into the Golus, that, I think, sticks out of this Golus even more than in other Golias. When did we know we were in Golus? When we had the Spanish Inquisition, and when we were tortured by the Nazis, and we were oppressed by these nations, and by the Romans, and the Greeks. And throughout history, we had times where we understood good and well we were in Golus. And Le'aleinu, now in Eretz Yisrael, we understand we're in Golus. The aspect of Golus, the thing we don't understand, we're not always cognizant of, is when things are good, and we're not being oppressed, we're not being persecuted, we're not being killed, we're not being shot at. Ooh, we're in Golus. The Mashgiach once explained that this Golus is far worse than the other types of Golus. Why so? It's a medrash in last week's parsha. It's a medrash in Parshas Pinchas from 2 weeks ago, but it's the idea is repeated in last week's parsha and Parshas Matas also. In Parshas Pinchas it says Tzara Asamidyanim. The parsha says in Matas Tzara Asamidyanim, which was started with Pinchas, started by Pinchas already, where he was told we have to hate the Midyanim. I'm sorry, that pasuk is Parshas Pinchas. Saras and Midyanim is Parshas Pinchas. The actual war was inspired Parshas Matis. And the Medrash says, by Saras and Midyanim, which means what? What does it mean? Tzarer. What's the word Tzarer means? It means hate the Midyanim. Hate the Midyanim. Rashi said, like Zohar, Shomer, like you have to always think on Shabbos about Shabbos. Zohar as Shabbos. Here, Saras and Midyanim, hate the Midyanim. Why do you have to hate the Midyanim? Ki Tzarer hem lachem. Because they made you do Averis. Says the Medrash, Godol Hamachti Yoiser Min HaHargoi. Worse is someone who causes you to do Averis. Worse is someone who causes you to Averis than someone who kills you. Godol Hamachti Yoiser Min HaHargoi. In this Golus, in the Golus that we live in America, we're not being killed. Baruch Hashem, that we don't have to deal with. We're not being killed. We don't have the Hargoi. But yet, Godol Hamachti Yoiser Min HaHargoi. Greater is one who makes you sin than the one who kills you. That's from the Medrash in Parshas Pinchas on Tzara Samidyanim. Could you imagine saying that worse are those who make us sin than those who kill us? Could you imagine saying that you have to hate America worse for the Golas that win here more than the Arabs who are killing us? But the Arabs only want to kill us. And in this Golas that win, they also want to kill us. But the Arabs want to kill us for Meilam Hazeh, and this Golas wants to kill us for Meilam Abba. This Golus here wants to strip us of all Ruchnius. The Golus here, in the way that I think you could, that idea is from the Mashkiah, but I think you could stretch it to an idea of what the point of the Beis Hamikdash was, the point of what the Maral explaining what you did. When you did, it's explained by Vilna Gaon as Yad Yad, when you have both Gashmius and Ruchnius could work together, they could work harmoniously to do all our acts of Gashmius in a Ruchnius fashion. That's what the Beis Hamikdash is, says the Maral. And today, the whole society of America is bombarding us that, no, all your pleasures, that's your pleasures. That's separate. They bought us with advertisements, with food, and advertisements of other things, that any worldly pleasure, anything that can be gufnius, can be artsius, can be gashvius in this world, what they project and what they announce is what? Just do this for the sake of, for the pleasure. And look at this, you can do it this way, you can do it that way, to the point where if you can't even do it in a permissible fashion, then do it in a non-permissible fashion. And that's what the Golus screams at us. And that Golus is so much worse than Medrash says, Goda Lamachti Yais Min HaHargoi. That whole aspect of spirituality to put into our Gashmias acts was stripped from us. It was stripped from us when the Medrash was taken away from us, but it's even more so, and in a greater degree, in our Golus. And God the Lamachti, worse is those who cause us to sin, Yosem and Ahargoy. when Klal Yisrael doesn't recognize that they're in such a galus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to change the form of galus, change the shape and the announcement of galus, and instead of giving us subtle messages, he has to talk loud and clear. He has to make an announcement on a bullhorn of what he's doing. And then he has to bring tzaris to Klal Yisrael. I think that's what the Zayas represents. Avraham Avinu says, is there no hope? Shem ein chas v'shalom, ein like takana, there's no hope for Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, no, there's a hope just like the Zayas. What is the Zayas? You take the Zayas, it's a good fruit, it's a good pre, you have an olive, but if you want it to be better, you want to get something better, what do you have to do? You have to crush it. Hashem says, sometimes when I want Klal Yisrael to be better, they don't understand how good the Zayas is, and they're not understanding that, then I have to crush them. Then I have to crush them until the point of the tshuva. And then, acharisa b'seifam, Klal Yisrael too. They'll come out better. When I crush them, and I'll realize that I put them against the wall, like the Gemara says, ein Yisrael negolon ela b'tshuva, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Klal Yisrael will not be redeemed ela b'tshuva. Says the Gemara, is it so? What happens if they don't do tshuva? The Gemara says, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be maimon ha-melech koshek ha-haman, and they'll do tshuva. I'll bring someone like Haman, I'll bring someone like Saddam Hussein, I'll bring Hezbollah, I'll bring somebody, and then they'll do tshuva. Because Baruch Hu knows his ways, how he could crush us in order to do tshuva. And that's really what the Navi says in Yeshaya, which we're going to read on Shabbos. Chazayin Yeshayo ben Amoitz. And Yeshaya says, Hoi goi choyte, I'm keved avoin, the nation is sinning, they're heavy with sin. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring tzaris on Klal Yisrael. So Yeshaya says, Al mesuku oid haisifu sara. Al mesuku. How much more do you want to be hit? Suku, like a makeh. How much more do you want to be hit? Rashi says, like a mushel of someone who was hit. And the reason why he was hit, he goes back and does the same thing. So Yeshaya is screaming to Klal Yisrael, you already hit because you did Averis. So what are you doing the same Averis for? Al meh. Al Mesuku, what were you hit for that? So Oy Taisifu Sara, you still want to do even more bad? You still want to do the same things you were doing? Kol Reish Lacholi V'Cholei V'Avadabai Mekafregal Ad Reish Ein Bay Mesayim. You're wounded from head to toe. You're wounded. You're wounded in all different ways. How much more do you want to do until he finally says to do tshuva? And Rashi understands it in the Pesukim Rachetzu Hizaku Hosi Reim Al Aleichem. Limdu Heitev, Dirshu Mishpat, Ashu Chomaitz. Rashi says these are 10 different Lashainais of Tshuva. He says, that's what, you don't understand what's happening to you, that you're being hit, and you're doing the same thing that you for the reason you got hit. Till Rachatzu, Hizaku, Hasir Roy Malechem, do the Tshuva that you need to do in order to get out of it. Is, I think, one way we can do tshuva is understanding what we're missing the Beis HaMikdash and wanting to get that Beis HaMikdash back with what we had in the Beis HaMikdash. Is Rashi and Parshas B'Shalach on that pasuk of Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecha, which the Gemara Ksub is quoted. So Rashi over there says, what's the next pasuk? Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecha, what's the pasuk that follows? Hashem Yimloch Leilam Void. So Rashi, quoting a Mechilta, says the following. The world was created with one hand. Like we saw, the Eretz one with one hand, Shemaim the other hand. Shenemer af yodi yosta Eretz. U'mikdash, the mikdash is b'shtei yodayim, was created with two hands. Rashi said, ve'emasai yivna b'shtei yodayim, but when will it be built with two hands? B'zman sh'ashem yimloch laylam void. When the whole kingdom will be Hashem's. When it will be Hashem, Yimlech Leilam Vod, Hashem will rule over all of the world, and everyone will recognize His kingdom. Then Hashem will bring down the Bayis HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, which will be built, B'shtei Yadayim, with two hands of Hashem. Didn't we say, the Gemara says it was already built, B'shtei Yadayim. The Tari says that was built by who? By Tzaddikim. Mai said Tzaddikim will build it with two hands. But the third Beis HaMikdash, which will be built and brought down by Hashem, that Hashem says, that I will build myself with two hands. And as there Hashem says, there I will show my Yedidus, that Yedid that I have towards you, that I will build with two hands, and that Beis HaMikdash won't be destroyed ever. That Yedidus will remain forever. That's the Chava Beis Hamikdash. That Beis Hamikdash, the third Beis Hamikdash, will have a certain aspect of Chavivus, because that will be built with Hashem's both hands to show us that He has Yedidus over here, more so than even the first two Beit Hamikdashes. Is one way of understanding that we're in Galus is longing for the third Beis Hamikdash. Is we understand what we're missing in the Beis Hamikdash, and this one very important idea of Yedidus that we're missing in the Beis Hamikdash. We're not able to do the Gashmius and the Ruchnius together, and we are so far from doing our Gashmius with the spiritual component to it, as we could down for the third Beis Hamikdash to be able to be built with this Yedidus. So we'll mention one other idea, and with this we'll end, of that ties into this idea of Yedidus, and ties into this idea of focusing all our actions, that we will want all our actions to be just for the sake of Hashem. So there's a Gemara in the beginning of Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Pamachas Yisi Malach Baderech V'Nechnasi L'Chur V'Achas M'Chur V'Yerushalayim L'Spalel. I went into one of the ruins of Yerushalayim to daven, and who did he meet over there?
Eliyahu
HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi says, what are you doing over here? He says, I had to daven, so I went into this Churba. He says, you shouldn't go into that place. And then when he finally came out and talked to him, he said, V'Loizu B'Lvad. Not only this, about the baskel that comes out on a regular basis, El B'Shoshi, Yishon Nechnasin L'Bata Knesias, U'L'Bata Midrashis, V'Oinen Yehei Shmei HaGodol Mevairach, when the Bnei Yisrael go into a shul, you go into a Beis Medrash, and they say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam Olam El Maya, at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanei HaRoshay, Hashem shakes his head, Kaviyachol, and he says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekal Sineisa Bebeisai, happy is a king which they praise him in his house, woe is to those children who have been exiled from their father's table. When Klal Yisrael say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam Olam 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 Maya, when they say those words, that somehow evokes Kaviyachol, an arousal on a Kaddish Baruch Hu to say, what does a father have when he doesn't have his children there? And Nebuch, what happens to children who had to be kicked away from their father's table? In other words, Terashem had to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. What does the Yehishmei Rabba have that is what Kaviyachol arouses HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say these words, to send out this baskel? And as it's explained by Svarim, a baskel doesn't mean that a person listens and hears Hashem's voice, but a baskel means that inside a person can hear it. For someone who's in tune to this, he could hear that baskel. He could hear it being said, he could hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol lamenting over this fact. So there's a very interesting Beis Yosef, the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef writes in, I believe it's Siman Nun Vav, Siman Nun Vav in Erech Chaim, where the Torah talks about Yehishmei Rabba, and he brings from Rishonim, okay, this is not from the Arizal, this is not from Kabbalah, he brings from the Abudram, from the Kolboi, from his Rebbe there, Mari Abuav, he brings the following about Yehishmei Rabba. He says, Yehishmei Rabba Mevorach L'Olam Olam El Maya has 7 words and 28 letters. Good. And then he makes a whole calculation. Therefore, don't say, Omen Yehishmei Rabba. Omen is separate. Omen is on Yiskadal V'Yiskadishmei Rabba. Omen to that. Yehishmei Rabba is separate. Yehishmei Rabba Mevorach. And you have to calculate, it should be exactly 28 letters in the 7 words. He says, you know what this corresponds to? What else has 7 words with 28 letters?
Bereshis
Bara. It's only 6. Bereshis Bara Elokim Eis Hashemayim V'Eis Haaretz. That has 7 words with 28 letters. There's another pasuk, says the Mari Abuav, which has 7 words and 28 letters. That's the pasuk that precedes Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro. Vayidaber Elokim Eis Kol Hadvarim Ha'ela Leimar. The pasuk that introduces the Aseres Hadibris, that also has 7 and 28. And the Balaturim in the Parshas Bereishis, the Megillah Bereishis said that actually he understands it the other way around. The Pasuk Bereishis Barlikim Eis HaShemayim Veis Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim and Aretz. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. There's a point, there's a goal that he wanted in creating this world. And how do we understand the goal in that world? Lekach Tiknu, says the Balaturim, therefore they instituted in the davening 7 times a day this Pasuk, which has 7 words and 28 letters of Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, Mavorach, L'Olam, L'Olam, Amaya. That is the goal. The goal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be recognized and should be exalted by everyone. And that will be L'Asad Lavay. And if a person davens with that, he davens Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, with all this Kavanah, as the Gemara says, Kol Ha'ina Amen, Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, Bechol, Koichai, says the Beis Yosef, Bechol, Koichai, Bechol, Chofches. With all of his chavches, which means all of this understanding that this is the understand tachlis, this is the purpose of the creation of the world of Shemayim va'aretz. Through the Torah, we have the understanding of what Hashem wants, and through saying Amen Yeshmei Rabba Varach Lalam Alam Alamaya, we get to that understanding that this is what we want ultimately. That everyone should recognize Hashem. We should be able to sit by Hashem's table again and do all of our acts of Eretz together with our acts of Shemayim, they should be together. It really goes further, because Balaturim says, what else is 7 and 28? In Koheles, in 7 Psukim, Shlomo HaMelech writes 28 different times. Chof Ches Itim, Eis Laledes, Eis Lamus. Until Eis Milchama, Eis Shalom, which the Vilna Gaon says, that's just representing the history of the world. Eis Laledes is the creation of the world, which is Bereishis. Said the Vilna Gaon, in my time already, it's called Eis Milchama. We're in the 27th time of the 28 times, 28 tkufas, the periods of this world. Eis Milchama is already, says the Vilna Gaon, that's my time. When different types of wars occur, where there's multiple nations involved in a war, it's not like one nation against the next, because they want to take over their land, but other nations and different people get involved, even though they shouldn't be involved. Everyone gets involved in wars. That's Eis Milchama. And that will lead into, says the Vilna Gaon, to Eis Shalom. What's Eis Shalom? B'Yemais HaMashiach. That will be Eis Shalom. The 28th time will be Eis Shalom. This is another idea, but Yehei Shemei Rabba Mavarach L'Olam Olam Elamaya. Okay, the numbers are just, it's a cute idea. And they probably have deeper meanings than we can understand. But if there's a connection over here, if we understand Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach is connected to Briya Shemayim Varetz, it's connected to what the purpose of the world is, and this is the purpose of the world which we'll have when the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is built. We'll be able to have this Yehei Shmei Rabba. We'll be able to have that Hashem's name will be recognized, will be exalted by all humanity. And this is what we want, and this is what we're davening Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach. And when we daven Yehei Shmei Rabba, when a person says Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach, and he thinks, whether he thinks 728, but he thinks that this is the purpose of the world, and this is what I want the third base of English for, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oylai Labanim Shal Golam Yal Shulchan Avim. This is a person who recognizes what he's missing. This is a person who I will say, and he will hear in this Baskoil, Oylai Labanim, woe is to the children that were sent away from the Shulchan Avim. When we were at our father's table, we were able to do that. We were able to do Yad Yad. We were able to be a Yedid. We were able to be a Yedid of doing all our Gash Mizra al Ruchnius. How much is Yedid?
28.
Also 28. The Bayis HaShlishi will be built with Yedid. We will be built with the Shtei Yodayim Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, both hands of Hashem. Then we will be Yedidim again. Then we will have the Kapara of Yedidim again. But until that point, what we're able to do is at least daven for that to be rebuilt. Daven for the fact that we should have the Bayis HaShlishi, which is built, which will be built as a Kadosh Baruch Hu showing us as a Yedid, where then we will be able to be Yedidim again. We will be able to do all of the Gashmi's Ruknis together, because we'll be a Shulchan Avim, we'll be sitting by Kadosh Baruch Hu's table. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach, that infuses a person who says it, Bechol Koichai, with all his Chav Ches, the person is showing with that declaration, he is showing that this is what he wants in the world. He understands the purpose of Shemayim Varetz, and he understands this is what he wants to get out of this world, and this is ultimately what he knows the goal of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and this is what he wants. We'll end with something that Rav Nosson Vachtveigel has brought in his sefer, which the Medrash says, "Im ra'isa malchias mezgores elu beilu." if you see the different kingdoms fighting against each other, and you see people are gathering together in war, it's a real Eis Melchama. So the Medrash says, Tzafe l'ragle shel Mashiach. You should hope for the footsteps of Mashiach. You see wars going up, nations flaring up against one another, you should hope for Mashiach. So the Mashkiach Zatzal explained that in the times of Mashiach, in the times of the ultimate Geula, things are not going to be normal. You can't expect things to be just plain and regular as they always are in the times of the Geula Shalema. And therefore that's what the Medrash means. He said that if you see Malchias, many kings, you see this Eis Melchama, which the Vilnagani is explaining, where many nations get involved and at simultaneously and at different places in the world, and people are getting involved in war. When you see that, Safe, you can hope L'Raglav Shel Mashiach. But things can't be the same. Don't expect to live normally. Don't expect to be the same Jew, doing the same mitzvahs, davening the same, learning the same. It's not the same. The humming Yesh Mei Rabban Vora can't be the same. If we understand that things have to be different, then things have to be different by us also. If we understand there's a change occurring, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing the world, then we have to change ourselves also. That's the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what He wants to do. He wants us to change ourselves. You can't live the same. I just heard yesterday that Chacham Avadya, Rav Avadya Yosef, said we have to be mevatel bein hazmanim. This year after Tisha B'Av usually is bein hazmanim, and as a result, we have to be mevatel bein hazmanim. Whether it will happen or not, or whether that will be decided on by Ulda Gedalim or not, or whether bein hazmanim is important enough, so then the following zman should be started with enough of a brenda that it has to be, that the Gedalim will decide. But the point, you could hear, if you're in Eis Melchama, if you're in a time of war, the soldiers don't have Bein Hazmanim. Is if we have to understand that we're living in abnormal times, and Safei L'Ragla Shel Mashiach, but that will be itself abnormal, so we ourselves have to be different. We ourselves have to be irregular. We should be zeichet to at least have Kavana by Yeheshimei Rabba Mavorach, to understand that's the taklas of the world, that's the taklas of Bria Shemayim V'Oretz, of Bereishis Bor Elokim Beis HaShemayim V'Oretz. And with that, hopefully we'll be zeichet to the Bayis HaShlishi, Chova Beis HaMikdash, which will be built with two hands, Kedinu Yadecha, when it will be Hashem Yimloich, Loilam Void.